Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train. Night Train. Night Train.
I'm gonna take you back.
good evening and welcome. You're in tune to the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Boom, it's the big triumphant return.
I love when we say that, because it's, one, nobody cares, and two, you know.
It never is.
No, it's never that triumphant. In fact, nobody, did anyone message you to say you won tonight, last couple of weeks?
I got two asks, I think.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, that's way more than I usually do. So, yeah, can't even do a shout-out to Andy for the last 2 hours. We don't think she sent a pre-record in.
No. Shout-out to Sounds Like This, Chris Walsh, holding down Sweet Show.
Oh, yeah.
5 till 7, tea time.
How did the new mixer work out?
It sounded absolutely fine.
Perfect. This is Inside Baseball Chat. Presenters on the station talking to other presenters about the equipment in the studio. Anyway, yes, we're back. We've had a couple of weeks off.
We have, yeah, more on that. And why?
Yes.
We've got tails, though.
We have got tails, which is good. It means we don't have to do too much dry chat.
It's sort of, we'll class it as research.
It's probably
a field
not.
Field trip.
Yeah, I'd say that probably makes sense. Yeah, we kicked off with Sly and the Family Stone with Wanna Take You Higher from their album Stan?
I don't know. Sorry.
Which is quite funny because both of us, you've watched all of it. I've watched the first hour of the new Sly Stone.
Sly Lives?
So, yeah, Sly Lives. AKA the something of Black Genius.
Yes, the is it Burden?
Yes, the Burden of Black Genius. The new Questlove Jawn on Disney Plus.
Yeah, well worth your time.
Yeah, worth it for outfits, haircuts. If you're squeamish and you don't like talk about drugs, I imagine they get into it a bit more in the second half.
Yeah, actually, it's not over the top.
Well, that's good.
It's not glamorized or dwelled upon too much.
Ah, that's probably good, because I suppose that's sort of been covered in a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bit reductive, maybe, I'd say. Yeah, anyway, normal show tonight, no guest mixes.
Just our solo nonsense, right?
Solo nonsense, yeah. If you're out there, get in touch. Studio number 0114-281-4092. I mean, we still don't know how to patch it into the studio. You can send us a message on Blue Sky. We're at thenighttrain.co.uk. We're going to just keep playing some music and waffle in between, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to kick off this set with Albert King, Oh Pretty Woman. We don't think it's a cover of that song.
Oh, pretty woman, she's the rising sun, says all you. She painted powder, ain't gonna help you none, cause she's a pretty woman. Right down to the bone, so you just might as well still leave your skin alone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me no matter what I do. Oh, pretty woman, what you try to do? You kept on fooling around till I got stuck on you. So you just drop that mess and come down off your throne. Stop using my poor heart for just a stepping stone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me no matter what I do. That's all right for you. Now you just go on doing what you wanna do. But someday when you think that you have got it made, you can't help what a deep in love, so you can't wait. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, yeah, no matter what I do.
Ah!
how do you catch a mouse? What do I do? What do I say?
Build a better mouse trap.
Right away.
Mousetrap.
A shake of 12.
この放送はシェフィールドライブザ・ナイトトレイン。
looks great.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That's right, Senor Fruitland. You are tuned to the Night Train, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The big return.
Yep, a couple of people have missed this, we think. but we did put some shows out there.
We did, I think they enjoyed it more than our usual.
Yeah. Shout out to the Listen Again crew because we found a show from the archives that's not even...
Yeah, both Daves got in touch to say they enjoyed the 20-minute special.
Yeah, so if you like songs that are 20 minutes long...
Who doesn't?
Yes, go to thenighttrain.co.uk and follow the links there to the podcast app of your choice, unless it's Spotify because we're not on there. It's show, 180-something, we think?
I can't remember now, yeah. I think you're right.
But it does mean that we're poised and ready to go with another long song special.
We are.
At some point.
It's what the fans have been calling for.
Yes.
Well, maybe two of them.
Yeah, two of them at least. So that will be coming at a later date. But we should talk about what we had just now.
Yes.
It was a bit of a fuzzy set. Lots of fuzz.
It was.
It kicked off with Albert King on Stax with Oh Pretty Woman from 66. On Stax, you'd be like, oh, somebody must have sampled this because it was hot pan action.
So the drum break was open in one channel and then the other side had all the guitar in.
Yeah.
So if you split it stereo... Stereo wise, you could have had a nice clean drum break.
If I'd have had more time, I did have loads of time. I just couldn't get into the flow of making the show because of not match fit. It was sampled by RZA on Protect Your Neck, Jump Off.
Yes.
So from the third album, the W, I guess. Yeah. That's the cut from the album that I really like, but you never hear. You always hear Gravel Pit.
Yeah.
I'm contrary. After that was one of yours.
Maggie Threat with Soupy from 1965 when she was age 19. I think she started out as a Broadway and then went into acting. I think she was in Star Trek. She's actually best known for being in a motorcycle car crash with Graham Parsons.
Oh.
In which he was quite seriously injured, I think, as he was riding the motorbike. She was in the sidecar. Nicely protected
sidecar. You don't see many of those nowadays.
Yeah, well, that's one of her only releases, I think. After that, kept it on a soul tip. That was Betty Harris with Break in the Road from 1969. It's one of those where it's not overplayed, it's played quite a lot, and for ages it wasn't my favourite Betty Harris song, so I always prefer the other ones.
Yeah,
but the other day I was listening to it and I was like, the drumming on this is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It feels like there's no repetition. Like, it's just constantly evolving and changing. It's not a straight drum track. I'd love to hear it just soloed, just through.
It's completely bananas. So it's got to be The Meters, right?
It is definitely The Meters, yeah. It's produced also and written by Alan Toussaint.
Oh, right.
So yeah, you like the sound of that. We've done three full shows dedicated to in the early days.
6 hours of Alan Toussaint productions, samples and whatnot. And the joy of it, none of us.
Yeah, they're clean.
Yeah.
So you can play them at a party without having to dim the chat. and then we went slightly more left field and finished our Queens of the Stone Age God is in the Radio off Songs for the Deaf. Two reasons. First, let's pick a RIP cut for Mark Lanegan. So it was 3 years ago.
I was going to say, yeah.
On Friday that he passed. So that seemed a fitting one to select. Also, celebrating getting tickets for Queens of the Stone Age playing Sheffield at the Rock and Roll Circus in August.
Yeah, first, there was a poster that came that was spotted.
Yeah, that just had No One Knows in the Queens of Stone Age font and then a date. But the date was just when they announced it.
And then lots of people are like, there's no way Queens of Stone Age are just playing Sheffield out of the blue. Turns out they are. The first date sold out, the Wednesday.
Yeah, pretty fast.
And then they announced the second date.
Yeah, so Thursday. I don't know if Thursday sold out yet or probably not. I haven't seen it anyway.
Can't go twice, can we? No, that's up. So we've got tickets for the Wednesday. Support is a bunch of people, including Big Frieda, which is the most unexpected support. Like, you could have a million guesses.
Never would have got it.
I would never have. Yeah, New Orleans bounce sensation Big Frieda as the support. So yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, so my friend who went to Rock and Roll 6 last year said there was 3 tents.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they're not all in one thing continuously. It's alternating, or at least there is different stages maybe happening at the same time.
But they've got, realistically, everyone's going to be in Queens for the headline.
I don't know if it's going to be one where it's sort of alternated, you know, so it's like one there and then they finish and then someone starts in the other tent.
It's got to be big enough to hold everybody though.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's going to be, I mean, almost, there's going to be some casualties. Classic people with party problems. So.
People who showed up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Get bang on it. Yeah, so we'll be going to that.
And we'll be hoping some classics like that one, because that was one when we went to in 2023. That one didn't get played, although it was getting played on that tour quite a bit, and it was at Glastonbury they played that one, and it was like a sweet jammed out 10-minute version.
What was the other one that was on the set list? Regular John was on the set list. We saw a picture of it but got dropped. Boom. Yeah,
so hopefully hear something like that.
Well, it's like you said, we have to go just in, because otherwise
if it's the one.
They play the hits that
that's
we
sort
hear.
Of why I'm annoyed that there's another date, because if it's that's the one that's got the better set, then you're like,
well, you could just go to both.
Oh yes, it's a lot of work.
It is. I should say, the Mark Lanegan tribute show was that's on our Mixcloud page, mixcloud.com/radionighttrain. From 2022,
that won't be available in every country.
No, but that you can get that on the podcast app, I think. So search for The Night Train and the Spiritualized album cover if you know what that looks like. We're not very good at marketing, are we? Right, this is finished, or about to finish, so we're going to go back to some tunage.
Yeah, and keeping it heavy, I'm going to play some Nirvana.
We'll be right back. Chef. This is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire. And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Forgot about this bed.
Had you?
Yeah, we used it on the seventh special one time.
I think so, yeah. Yes, this is the night train coming back. Hope some people are still awake. It's quite a laid-back set. Sort of laid-back, but also sort hectic. Of.
Yeah, so we kicked off with pretty intense Nirvana.
School.
Oh, yeah, that
89.
No, that wasn't.
Not laid-back at all.
Doing some ripping desert rock style. That was from Bleach, recorded at the end of 88, and produced by Sub Pop legend Jack Endino. Steve's just been telling me about a good live version to check out.
Yes, Live and Loud, available on YouTube. It was a MTV show that they recorded. It was going to be a double split headline or co-headline show with Pearl Jam, which you can't really do a co-headline show. Somebody's got to headline. Yeah. Anyway, it was like bring them back together after there were some crosswords said between them. But Eddie Vedder cancelled at the last minute, said he had the flu. And so they did. Possibly the second show with Pat Smear, but it's a really good version. I think they re-released it as a DVD with all the added extras and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was one I heard a few months ago and thought, you know what, that sounds like the real precursor to the desert rock sound. It sounds very much like a Kaya song.
Well, I thought when you sent it, I was like, oh, this is unexpected. Didn't expect him to pick that. And then played was like, oh yeah, of course, it does sound like that sort of sound. Yeah.
After that was Flo Bama with... I don't even know how to say this. Why?
WYGND?
Yeah. In different caps and non-caps.
Yes.
So that's catchy. But yeah, that's off a new EP, Orion Sound, on the UK label Astrophonica, run by Fracture. That drops March the 7th, so that's like next Friday.
It is next Friday. Not this Friday yeah, after, yeah. Because we're out on the 8th. That later.
So he's out of Texas, beatmaker, joins the label for the first time with his raw, undiluted, psychedelic take on UK jungle. The entire EP was created using a recently developed, what's called an Amigo sampler, so it's basically like an Amiga emulator.
Okay.
So getting the classic Commodore low bitrate sounds, perfect for those... like early 90s UK hardcore and drum and bass jungle sounds.
Yes, we did actually. Yeah, we did find a pretty good detailed, should we say, post on Fracture's Substack. Amigo and Flobama. Yeah. It talks about all of that. It's got some excellent clips in there as well of old jungle people going through their old discs. So, I mean, it's niche, but it's worth checking out. The bit at the end of that as well sounded a lot like an old tune on Good Looking. It sounded like either Chameleon by Lynx or Lynx by Chameleon. It's on Logical Progression, the one that samples Ferris Bueller.
Which
it turns out is Mark Pritchard and Tom Middleton. I had no idea. I've had that record for like 30 years. found out this afternoon. So from Astral Phonica to Astral Travelling, we had Pharaoh Sanders.
Nice
from,
link.
Thanks. From his seventh album, Thembi, featuring Lonnie Liston Smith on whatever he played on that. But we were just laughing because released on Impulse, and his credit is a bunch of instruments and shouts.
Yeah.
And that made me chuckle. And then from that, I felt that it's cheating a bit because we did that one. You're like, oh, that's a good mix. I said, yeah, it's cheating because the next song samples it. so it naturally goes with some drum and bass. It was Fotek from 1995 onto Fotek label. With Rings Around Saturn, which is I think a double A side, with his UFO on the other side, which has got the kind of sample from the Rendlesham UFO sighting recording. So I'm gonna send that one out to my cousin. He's always out there trying to find UFOs. probably not anymore because he's busy being a dad, but back in the day I spent a lot of time at Rendlesham and whatnot. Right, so we've got a bit of a reggae set coming up. No disco mix this week because I kind of partly forgot but also couldn't squeeze it in. So we've just got three reggae tunes.
Nice.
So we'll play these and then come back in a bit.
Thank you.
hurts to hear the children cry. Tell me why are they suffering? Why? Me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja ja, me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja. Though they tried to build a foundation, there's lots and lots of moderation beating them with sufferation and killing them softly with starvation. Me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja ja, me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja ja, me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja ja, me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja ja, me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja. Though they tried to build a foundation, there's lots and lots of federation meeting them with sufferation and killing them softly with starvation. Me de hanya, ja ja ja, me de hanya, ja ja ja, me de hanya, ja ja ja, but it hard ya. Ja ja ja, me de hanya.
The I and I shall enter the kingdom of Jah and live it forever. Me say me too be little, come me never can no fall. You pick it up already and you down you belly. Me say you done dead already. And a son me say that be go there with your black princess. Something on my mind, so no bother look behind. Me say, go as a black princess.